I like a big porch with a swing on one end. Do y'all have a swing?
Had a swing, it, that was there when I went there, and that my brother had made for him, and it was long, I expect as long as that couch was, and he made it out of timbers that buggies and wagons were crated in that was shipped to the store. So it was good seasoned timber, you see. And so his brother Lovick made the swing for him. And we had this long front porch, and it had trace chains to it that were fastened to the overhead. And anyway, that all three or four grown people could sit in there, and his brother said something to him about the swing, how big he wanted something. He said, well, he wanted it big enough so he could sit in the swing and swing the baby to sleep, sing to it, and the rest of the children could sit in the swing with him, something like that. Well, anyway, that was there. When, I don't know how many years been there before we married in 1915. And then we moved down here then. And so it was still there. We had several different families that lived there. It was still there. So finally then when family moved out then, at that time something, well, my children, just about all of them was married then, scattered everywhere, and they said, let's just fix a house for us, a camp house, and go out there when we get ready. See, we had several hundred acres of land out there and had cattle and all of that. We had to go out there a lot. We have some cows out there now. And says, just fix it for our use. And so, anyway, that they started on it, and was out there on Sunday. And Wednesday, I think, that we went back to do some more work. Well, I went on in, and the one on the front step right on in, didn't notice about it. One of the little grandchildren come on in, said, Mom, that's where it's swing. And I said, well, I guess it's out there where it's always been. And it was gone. So our closest neighbor said that he heard a noise up there about 2 o'clock from Sunday up until when we went back Wednesday, one of these mornings, about 2 o'clock in the morning, that he heard a noise, and that a car went that way, didn't go down toward his house, went back the other way. And so anyway, that they got our swing. So of course, the boys, some of them had a smaller one that they put up there, but they've never gotten the fun out of using this other one. It's got to be a good swing if it holds up for 2 or 3 heavy people sitting in it. And so this one was a real good one, was put up good with trace chains, and was there all those years.
It's a shame that somebody decided to steal it.
Yeah, that somebody decided to get it. We kind of felt like that we might, could have found it, but we hated to even find it and then not ask for it.
Yeah.
So we just sat still and lost our swing.
I wonder if they really needed it or they just did it to be.
Imagine somebody just got it sold because they knew it was a good swing.